What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Anyway, what I was saying was we have a secondary to the TFA under the TFA umbrella where we're doing a secondary thing with Daniel on his own called Dan's Curiosity Shop, uh-huh. Where he just hits some pinpoints, some topics that he wants to talk about, 10, 15 minutes, super quick, nothing extreme.
But a little bit more in depth than what Time for Another does, so... Time for Another gets to be a little bit flighty, and I just come on and get nervous and stutter and stammer and
it was fun talk to watch. About things. It was fun to watch him get the yips on the first go around. Uh-huh. I was like, Daniel, we've been doing this for a long time. What are you doing?
Well, did any sweat break out?
We won't say sweat came off your forehead, but we saw some sweat. your seat was a little wet when we got done.
Are you sure that was sweat?
Dan pissed himself doing his own podcast.
Well, that'll happen.
Well, you know.
But, yeah, so we figured we'd throw that out there to any of the listeners. If you want to, go ahead and search for it's on all the same platforms that we're on with TFA. You can look for it anywhere and everywhere. Apple Music, Spotify.
And I've been...
If you want a little extra taste of Daniel in your life, you can definitely find it.
That sounds oddly sexual, but... But aside from that, my list of topics that I'm going to address keeps increasing.
Yeah, see?
Climate change. Ah. Monetary policy.
Jews! Just in general.
Oh, great. Now we're going to get Jews.
No, we're going to get Muslims.
dropped all these quarters on the ground.
Those guys tend to show up and blow through pretty quick. Big fiery explosions.
Anyway.
It's almost like they're a problem.
Well, almost.
Just a little bit of
but
a
what,
problem.
But what do I know?
I mean.
I'm just a straight. What? I'm going to stop calling it straight. I'm going to start calling it normal.
As you should.
Because that really pisses them off. I'm just a normal white guy.
What if you take the, like a cyst? What was cyst? Cyst is normal.
Cyst.
Isn't it?
Cyst, yeah.
A cyst is bad. Yeah. Cyst was there.
I don't know how they came up with that.
I don't know. They got to have labels for everything now, and I think it's dumb. So I'm just going with normal because it pisses them off.
How
it
about
makes them
when
furious.
If you go to California, they said that they're going to give black people $5,000. Remember that story?
I remember that story.
I heard a man claim that today I'm a black woman. So you
Me
can
too.
Yeah. That's fine. You get a $5,000.
Guess what? You can't $5 million.
You can't be mad when people start playing your game and start benefiting from it. There was a guy in the United Kingdom's military that decided to say he was a woman.
Yeah.
Because he got better housing. He got paid more. He could grow a beard because there are no rules against women having beards.
Hey.
He lived by himself. Not? He had a beard and he made better money. But, yeah, I'm a lady too.
But do you know that in Delta, then they used to only allow red for fingernail for women? So now those gay guys are saying, the transgender guys say, I want a blue color. I want this color. So now they allow every color.
Hmm.
So the woman's happy too. Because then now they can have their favorite color too. Whatever.
They were only allowed red nail polish?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Used to be. Interesting. Yeah, there's a dress code and everything else.
I guess there's that thing where it's like the flight attendants are always like, that was like the, they were never flight attendants until, we all got appropriated.
They're sky waitresses. Yeah. I don't care. Call it whatever you want to call it.
I don't care. You want to be who you are as long as it don't false a whole society.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Hey, there we go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do what you want.
What would
to
you
do.
Rather be? Non-binary or a unicorn?
Well, yeah. And then you can be chicken.
Doesn't
you
matter because neither one are a real thing.
Right.
You're not going to believe it, guys. I'm a chicken. I'm shooting eggs out of my ass right now.
Well,
I put the eggs there myself.
I mean, I put them up there and then I get real worried because sometimes they don't all come out.
That's because it's a vacuum back there. And you don't want to be doing that.
And then do you know why? Where does they learn from and why a journalist doesn't know anything anymore? Because professor taught them, that's right, we have 72 different sexes and then all that. I go, really? Who's 72 years old? I go, you believe that? You taught them in school?
I want them to name
them. Then
he
goes, we need an open mind about new thing. I go, oh my gosh, no wonder.
Well, I think we all agree that have an open mind, be nice to people.
Child of the
60s. Don't be
right
a dick
there.
To somebody. If somebody's I was about to say, if somebody's dressed up as a cat pretending to be a cat, maybe be nice to them. But don't be nice to that person. Beat that person. Roll up a newspaper and whack them in the nose until they stand up and then be like, wait, you're a cat. Get back on the ground, cat.
Dude, that was that video of that.
The dog?
There was the dude. It was the two guys that got pulled over by the cop. I think it was all satire anyway. Uh-huh. But the guy goes up and goes, I'm sorry, sir, but I identify as a cat, so I need you to use my feline pronouns for this. And he goes, okay, cool. Well, for starters, I'm Officer So-and-so. I'm pulling you over because of this. And also, so, if you're a cat, did you know a cat cannot obtain a driver's license? So, there is a reckless endangerment charge coming. Also, would you, the man over there in the passenger seat, be considered the owner? Well, yes, I am. Okay, well, also, so you're going to be charged with this and this and this because you're allowing a cat to drive your car. And also, I'm going to have animal control come down. Take this cat into custody. They're going to get the bout of all the shots, including rabies.
Spay and neuter.
You could just, spay and neuter on the county. Or you can just be a fucking adult and give me your driver's license.
I love it. That policeman.
That was very funny.
It shut him down pretty quick. They were,
I saw two of the stupid pet people things that pissed me off this week. One, the lady was a cat and somebody, or a dog. And somebody went up and they started screaming, not nice, not nice, not friendly, not friendly.
Oh, Jesus.
And they attacked each other. I don't know. It was stupid. And the other one, the lady was pretending that she was a dog. And a dog saw her and the dog got pissed and tried to kill her. That one I supported.
Yeah, I saw that too. And that was
that one made me happy.
I have to admit, I the worst part of me came out and I laughed.
I had never seen one of these in public before.
Oh, boy.
I'd never stumbled on a manimal wandering around out there in the wild. And I'll be dipped in shit if I wasn't driving up Apple here in beautiful Boise, Idaho the other day. And I looked over and I saw an idiot wearing a dog hat, dog gloves, and a backpack on their way to school.
So
no way.
Thought, well, so son of a bitch, looky there.
Tell me, were you tempted to stop the truck and jump out and beat his ass?
I was tempted to get out and open the door and just be like, ha! And just point and laugh.
Would have been better if you called animal control, so there's a dog on the loose.
I mean, technically, I can hit a dog, and it's not a big deal. And if you're a dog, you're a dog. It is what it is. My bad.
Well, but if you're a dog, send us an email, because I'd like to talk to you.
Yeah, timeforanotherpodcast@gmail.com. Go ahead and look us up our website, timeforanother.com. Let's do podcast. It's really, really loud.
Better?
Yeah.
It wakes us all up. It wakes the people up listening. If there's anybody listening, of course.
And we're live
is.
From the Time for Another Podcast studio. I'm your host of these proceedings, Vice President of the Podcast, Big J. To the right of me, we have the man, the myth, the legend, President Brent.
Yes, audio engineer extraordinaire.
That's here. Right. Across the table from him, Minister of Culture, Daniel.
Yes, very cultured. Thank you. And thank you to the president of the podcast, who's the engineer for my personal... whatever you call it.
We'll call it a pet project since we were talking about animals.
Yeah, right. Woof. So, my pet project, if I can be so bold as to self...
flagellate?
Not flagellate. No. Self-promote.
There it is.
Yeah, that's the one.
I was hoping flagellate.
Dan's...
Curiosity Shop.
Curiosity Shop. Yeah, I knew that.
Across the table from me, back for the first time in quite a while, Dr. Couple Brenda.
Months. Hi. Thank you and to have me back again.
It's really good to have you, too.
But 3 months now, last year.
I know, you were slacking.
I miss Christmas and New Year and everything else, right?
I was going to say, we were all busy, so it's okay. We understand. You got family things.
Oh, yeah.
you're allowed to have a life. It's okay. Exactly. You don't have to just hang out with
and
us.
And I have my... book clubs too. Ooh. For our nurses, and then we do book club every 2 years, 2 months as well.
Are you reading anything good?
Some good, yeah. We are reading Trust now, story about in early 1920s about Wall Street and rich guy, how he got rich, how did he do everything and stock, and I think story about that.
Oh,
so it was nice.
Okay.
I like to imagine that, like, if you have a group of nurses and everything around there just reading, like, textbooks from high schools, being like, we're just boning up on the information.
Boning?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, we did quite a few good ones. But if I introduce a book, they probably won't like it, so.
What would you introduce if you could introduce a book?
I would, I would start to introduce some Christianity, the book about religion, because... in my country, we are not allowed to have a religion, right? Mm. I should have used my time instead of just read a fancy book and then should read about religion to understand religion more. And then, maybe I become really believer too, you know? Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
They might like me. I'd hand in a Goosebumps and be like, guys, let's read this Goosebumps book.
Goosebumps
is this. But, you know, speaking of reading, I'm past the point where I have to read professionally, so I read novels now.
Yep.
But the thing is, every novel you read, there will be some little thing, some little tidbit, some little bit of wisdom from the author, some little bit of what England was like in the 1950s, some little bit of what Mexico was like, some little thing that you can take with you, and there's a lot to be said for reading.
Exactly. Now I'm reading one called The Wind... I finished the Trust a year ago, so someone introduced this one, say, oh, this is a book, so I already did. So I'm reading The Winner. It's a story about someone cheating for, I can't remember now this moment. So you win the big, like, $36 million and...
Oh, the lottery?
Lottery. This book, I'm in a halfway. I think they should make it into a movie. Going to be really fun movie. Lottery story about that.
Have you seen the TV shows that, like, The Lottery Changed My Life or Ruined My Life, where the dudes, like, win the lottery and then they just, like, go on coke-fueled raids and blow all the money and then they go poor?
Yeah, I mean...
Those ones are fun.
I didn't read that book, but did you guys listen to the Small Town Murder?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's all about small town. There's two guys and going everywhere. And there's one story about lotto ticket winner. And he was so generous, give all the money to everybody. That's like by the time got his hand is 17 million. Then our friends asking that he will buy the home for everyone. So in 2 years, only 3 million left. Ooh. Then this one woman got in and wanted that three million and killed him.
Yikes.
Yeah. That's a real story. Dude, that wasn't really moving.
I guess the small town murder thing. So my sister reaches out to me a couple of months ago. Oh, really? Yeah.
Small town murder is a big podcast.
Yeah, it's gotten huge.
They do that and they do crime and sports. It's been huge for a long time.
You and me were listening to small town murder and then crime and sports. And then the last podcast on the left is now on Netflix too, which is super insane to me.
Right.
But my sister reaches out to me and goes, hey, so there's this small town murder episode that they did about this dude in Jerome. And I go, okay. And she goes, yeah, so my mom dated him.
That sounds
about
right.
The whole spiel about this dude. And she sends me the news clippings and shit. She was the reason that he went to jail because, like, she went to trial and testified against him and all this shit.
Damn.
And, like, her name was in the newspaper. So really? She found, like, all the newspaper clippings of it and was like, that's my mom.
They are so funny. They tell about the town first.
I was going to say, it's Jamie and...
It's James Petragallo and Jimmy Wiseman.
Oh, yes. See, I couldn't remember their names.
Yeah. I haven't listened to them in a long time.
Those were the podcast guys?
Yeah,
yes.
Their name. Oh, okay.
They use too much. My husband get upset about it. Because sometimes when we drive, I would want to turn on to listen to that story. They use F words too much, and that make my husband so pissed off.
Isn't said, your,
no more! No this!
Isn't your husband Irish?
Yeah.
So, with that, what?
Yeah.
Those are practically sentence enhancers for those guys.
I think what happened was that his mom, dad probably raised him. You can't use that dirty word. And he was a teacher.
Be a rebel. Yeah. Come on, man.
Oh, so he's still.
Get buck wild.
Right. He's still not relaxed about that
yet.
I'm sorry.
Your husband will last 2 minutes in Canada.
I probably use it more than he does. And then the most he says, God damn it. I go, you can't do that. Yes.
Take the Lord's name in vain, you sinner.
So that was. He's the worst.
But I've met Irish people, and I'm no stranger to the profanity, but I was kind of amazed. I was kind of like every other word is fook.
Like I always I always assumed that they were kind of how like the Canadians were, where it's like fuck is like just basically part of their sentence. You just say fuck over and over again.
I think the people I know not, but they like definitely their family. Then they like their wine and beer.
Yeah, it's
that's
also,
for sure.
Also like Australians,
there's a lot
too.
To be said for wine and beer.
Australians are pretty brutal.
They have the best cuss words.
Oh, but Australians are the most foul-mouthed people I've ever met
in my life. Cuss words that we can't even say. They get all pissed off.
Then Chinese, too, but we use a different word so you don't understand.
Yeah.
You
guys,
when
guys
they
can,
say
you
about
say
you,
anything.
They... Yeah, when they say you wouldn't understand what they mean. So anyway, yeah.
It probably involves something about round-eyed son of a bitch.
Whoa!
There was a guy in England that had the offensive words police called on him.
Shit, here we go.
Because since he was 13 years old on both Xbox 360 and a bunch of other forums where 13-year-old boys would be making usernames.
Yes.
His username was, please don't be offended, Ching Chong Chinaman. Now, this was his gamer tag, and it had been for 13 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Since he was a 13-year-old boy.
That's awesome.
That's a bit offensive, more than a bit offensive, because that was something that was even offensive when I was a kid.
Nah. So, the United Kingdom's, you know, offense police come rolling up to this guy's house. They beat on the door, and the Chinese man inside walks outside and says, what? And they go, oh.
You're allowed.
He did the same equivalency of me calling myself Big Fat Bald Whitey as a username.
Dude, which
he did it to make fun of it and have fun and just joke around with all of his friends as a 13-year-old boy.
Yep, and also,
so,
I mean.
Tell me, in it being the state of things in Britain as they are, did they arrest this Asian young man?
Oh, no. They got super uncomfortable, slowly backed out of the room, and called it good.
You guys ever seen that meme of Homer Simpson just sliding back
into the
bushes?
That's pretty much what they did with their little weird bobby hats.
British becomes like old China, or now China. You can't say anything anymore, right?
It's a mess.
Yeah. Terrible.
According to the Oscars, we're just as oppressed as other countries.
Yeah, American women, Iranian women, they're the same thing. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Like, I don't know if anybody had that on their list to talk about tonight, but dude, the Oscars bullshit that was going on and Jimmy Kimmel getting
Guess
up there.
Guess what?
And
just, I didn't even watching that.
Jimmy Kimmel got up there and started gaslighting hard, saying that
they said only 8 million people did. So that's terrible.
People are done. Yep. They're tired.
Yeah,
they're
done.
Sick of it.
Right. Like, right.
You can pretend that you're the victim all you want. Rich elite people that can do whatever they want whenever they want must be a real hard life you live.
Shit. Yep. And then Conan got up there and he said, it might get a little political tonight, guys, but hey, just bear with us. And said a couple things. He goes, if you don't like the politics over on this side, you know what? You can just go find Kid Rock down the street. He's probably doing an Oscars for TPE USA or something. And I heard one dude who came back who works for TPU USA and just goes, we got him. Because if it cuts them that deep that they make a joke at the Oscars about that,
we got them hooked.
We got them hooked.
Right. Yep.
I don't think they're smart enough to understand that most of the kids now aren't lining up with their bullshit.
Nope.
They're not buying into their bullshit. Woman, they don't want part of it. They're done.
Young woman still probably. Because they are the ones that last 20 years, they benefit because man got suppressed and woman just, you could do better, you're better. So then this group of young women still probably want to watch him, like my daughter's age.
I feel like 20, not a lot of people are watching that shit anyway. Like,
yeah, they still.
Who wants to watch the Oscars so I can see all the elites of Hollywood that I'll never get to be or meet get an award for a movie I didn't see?
Pat each other on the back and tell them how great they are.
However, I will give it to them where I think it was Conan who brought it up because I just saw clips of the Oscars where Conan brings up the fact that Leonardo DiCaprio has been in he's been a meme every year since like 2012. Because he has the meme from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood where he's clicking, like snapping and pointing at the TV, and where it's like him holding the glass up from The Great Gatsby. Like, there's a bunch of different ones. They're like him in Django Unchained. So they go, well, let's try and make one real quick. And he does the Zac Efron, like, dancing thing. And I was like, damn, that's a pretty good meme for fucking just off the cuff right there. Good job, Leo. Good on you.
So, you know, the thing is, I guess I'm really out of it, but I didn't even know the Oscars were going on as much as I read.
I just saw them because people were offended.
Yeah, well.
It doesn't matter what side does any. Or the left does stuff and everybody gets offended. So everybody's just offended now. It's pretty gay.
And you just offended some more people. But dude, that's all right.
Dude, 1998.
I started watching a group of YouTubers out of Australia.
Oh, dude.
They say gay and retarded all the time.
I'm pretty sure every other Wood's probably one of them.
And they're monetized.
No shit.
And
because
that's a censored version, too.
It's their culture. And I sit back and I'm listening to that going, same? Why is it just going to be their culture? That's my culture, too. I say horrible shit all the time.
Brother, I'm trying to get people to bring back the WAVAP thing.
I just thought it was funny.
No one's on board.
And they're from South Australia. Apparently, South Australia is like Florida. That's their version of Florida.
Sick.
It's South Australia, but there's states in Australia below South Australia. So how that's South Australia and the other parts of Australia aren't South Australia, do not know.
Everything's backwards in Australia. Remember how the toilets spin the opposite direction in Australia? South is actually north and north is south.
No, the stupidity clock works the same. The south is where the stupid happens. So, and they say,
but that's not fully south.
They say reckon all the time.
Reckon?
Yeah, like, I reckon you should have yourself another Michelob. So
when did they become Southern
Alabama?
It's the strangest shit I've ever seen in my life.
So that reminds me. I've been wondering, That thing, that button you have that says gay?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
That came from...
What movie?
Kim Jong from Community.
Was it Community? Yeah, it is Community. He's in a classroom sitting at a desk.
Yeah, he leans out around a guy and goes...
Ha! Gay!
It's pretty funny.
I saw the clip of just
with
him
doing
that.
Leaning over.
Yeah, and I thought, where did that come from? My God, there's no way to look it up.
Yes.
So in China they call gay. They don't call gay. They call "同志," means my colleagues.
Ooh. Well, that's one way to put it.
My colleagues, I sit there. I go, why you guys think? Because in China. 同志 means that you have a same goal. So any party members, they call themselves, they are the 同志. So then when they call gay 同志, I think a gay started allowed a little bit of opening. It was when I was in college time. Then they named them. Then there was one movie star, he killed himself. Zhang Gorong from Hong Kong. Then he was the beginning of the first one, more opening about it. Then I go, why you guys use this word? So I didn't dig into why they started using this and instead of called gay.
So speaking of gay in China.
Dan's got a real gay story for
his
guys.
He knows a bunch of gay dudes in China.
I do not. But, you know, if people, there was a time when people could only have, say, one child.
Right.
And they usually wanted a boy.
Uh-huh.
That would make it kind of difficult for male-female relationships, would it not?
Yes, because more girls now, more girls in there. Fewer girls, more boys. So the boys, really difficult to find a girlfriend. Or they basically they are doing the same thing American doing is that the boy doesn't want to have a responsibility anymore. They don't want to get married unless the family had to help them out. So boy in China, boy family had to pay tons of money, sometimes like 700,000 to 800,000 yuan to give to the girl's family. Then also a lot of gold you had to buy.
Ooh.
Like the gold necklace, gold bracelet, earring. So it's tons of money. Then you had to have this party that day. Also it's a boy family to provide. That's a tons of money that to get married. So if family not rich, they don't have money, then they turn out to just going to be alone forever. Then the parents of boys usually the one had to provide everything. It's
so it's like a reverse dowry then.
Yes.
It's very much an arranged marriage. That sounds awful.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad time.
Can you imagine an arranged marriage? How fucking terrible.
Now they are countryside is still doing arrangement. City no longer. But both family, before you decide to get married, both family member had to meet, right? So the girl's family usually go. Sometimes they use the go-between to say, okay, my daughter, this family, the girl's family say, oh, we wanted this much money.
Mm-hmm.
Some rich man's family rich. They don't even mind. They give offer. Okay, we can give you this much.
Her love is worth this much in our eyes.
Yes. Yeah.
What?
It's a really interesting situation. And then getting worse instead of better. Because economic is so bad, the young people don't have a job. Or if they do, they don't get a better pay. Pay is terrible. So those young generation use that as a way to get their house, the car, I had a car I didn't mention. You had to give a car, you give 700,000 to 800,000 yuan, Then you had to buy all the gold jewelries, basically, yeah. Otherwise, the girl just say, well, I'm not going to get married. And then so hard to find a girl already. Then
you
that
know, it sounds
guy
expensive,
going,
guys,
yes,
but hey,
so we're,
hey we're all married. We know how expensive marriage
it's
is.
It's
as opposed to the United States where you get married first and then you get paid when then you pay when things don't go right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a cold divorce, right?
That's how that shit works, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. It's
I'm a veteran of these things, unfortunately.
And
Daniel, you just love too hard too fast, bud.
Then still in countryside, women now allowed to be at dinner table during holiday. Chinese New Year. Yep. Chinese New Year, when the relatives all come to visit, then the girls had to be in the kitchen. Then guys.
Yep, that's right.
So reverse.
And they say we're so different.
Can you believe if in United States we can do that and all those girls? Oh, you guys are going to be in trouble.
Ladies, you know that big pan underneath the oven? I hear that's for soaking your feet when you're cooking all my food.
So that's a countryside is still doing it. And city is already open and not doing this way anymore. But countryside is still same way.
Wow.
It's just that's why, you know, sometimes America politicians think you can go out there influence some other people, countries, people's mind. No way. It's just take a generation, just thousands of years, form this stupid habit. They're going to do it. They're not going to really want. I mean, the in way American lifestyle and everything else, but not their what they want to do, their tradition. So man, imagine a Chinese man had to change into open the door for the woman. Oh, no way. They're usually some woman had to open the door for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I just
then now you know where to move, right?
I want to be an international man of mystery now. This is my new goal. So, I am a Chinese man from now on. A normal Chinese man. Not a gay one.
Are you just going to run around saying the word for gay in Chinese?
Oh, if gay. Now it's better already, but you still cannot open as a gay to live a normal life in China. Still not really happening. I don't know.
You don't have gay pride parades running in the streets
oh,
in
gosh.
China.
You probably gonna
crazy.
Put your job will probably go, oh, let's not cut. Then yeah. The man in that in China, if they found out, they don't want to be work with you in the same office any longer.
Oh, wow.
So
oh,
Steven, I noticed you had a giant dildo on your face on fucking Saturday walking the streets. So, you're
not,
out.
So, still not, at least not like Islam and they kill you. They don't do that.
They just socially
you,
shun
right,
you. Yeah, you're socially,
socially
killed.
Right, basically, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you know, that sort of thing used to be done here, but it wasn't that obvious. You were shunned, you'd get hit. I mean, homosexuals were beat up within my lifetime, but the desire for the push for normalcy was a lot stronger than it is now, where anything insane is normal. So
yeah,
it's kind of gone the too far the other way.
It's almost right. Like they opened that sad door of like straight men actually were doing kind of little bits of gay shit, and then the gay just flooded out of it.
Is that,
you know?
Is like, that data showing like 30% of young teenager now don't know who they are anymore? They are gay or not gay, transgender
one,
or not. 30%. That's crazy.
I definitely feel like there's some parental influence in that.
I think there's
there.
A massive
no,
parental
school,
influence.
School. I think a more
parents,
school.
Parents,
than
school,
parents.
And then you get yep. You get social credit for it.
Yeah, yep. Right.
You're cool. You're other. You're different.
Right.
Like, we just used to have kids that would dress like idiots and listen to emo music. And now, huh? Yeah? Shots fired.
I didn't used to cry myself to sleep at night.
But now the cool new thing is, I'm non-binary. Yeah, and I'm a fucking unicorn. Look at us. We're doing it.
So in
we're
China,
all mythical creatures.
Dude, if you play if, My Chemical Romance, if, I slowly turn back into 16-year-old me.
If someone in China don't like the guy, they're going to find a rumor. Oh, Don. Oh, gosh. He's gay. You know
I've been saying that about
he's
Brent for years.
What? So that if what? You hate somebody, that's what you do.
Dang. What? I think we need to start what? Befriending this, Chinese men.
Yeah.
Telling them that they're
that's,
gay.
That's how it used to be when I was a kid here.
Yeah, we are still that way.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, mm-hmm. they would say that. Oh,
I'm telling everybody
gay.
That Brent's gay.
Somebody go hit him.
Yeah.
Strangers. Right. People I know.
I've been calling
people
every,
you know.
We've been calling people gay for years.
God, man. We are so not political correct now.
No. Have we ever been, though? Like, that's the question.
You want a fun story out of Florida? I saw this one. This one's good.
Florida's news.
This one's good. Amanda Laurel Thorpe. The beautiful name. Really stumbles off the tongue. A 33-year-old resident of Lake Mary, Florida, was arrested on March 7th of this year.
She sounds like she's missing a couple teeth.
She was at Universal's Orlando Resort's City Walk.
Okay.
It's like a cool little promenade of shops and stuff that you can go see.
Ooh. It's like downtown Disney in
Hollywood.
So
she's having herself a good time. She's at the CW Shoreline Bar hanging out with her 12-year-old.
Neat.
As one does at a bar.
But of course.
And she looks at her daughter and says, hey, little daughter of mine, let's go to the Red Coconut Club so we can dance. And her daughter said, Mom, I'm 12. I'd like to go back to the hotel and go to sleep as I am a child and don't want to go dance all night at a bar. So her mother did the only thing that a good mother does. She flipped her daughter off, made fun of her, and left her there crying at on the bar stool at
the
CW Shoreline Bar.
Oh, no.
Now you know why United States become United States. Some women shouldn't be moms.
You know, I'm pretty sure we just found out that the United States and China are not so different.
At about 10:30, the police showed up and we're like, hey, small child, why are you at a bar crying?
Did that child just sit at the bar as mom went and danced?
Yes. So the police, it was nice of the mom, though, but she told him, hey, I'm going to go to the Red Coconut Club and dance. I'm out. Flips off the daughter. Out the door she goes.
What did she do? Slap a 20 on the bar
so
top and go,
so she was there
myself.
Alone.
Yeah, left her daughter at the bar. 12-year-old daughter at the bar. I guess Florida's different.
We've learned that.
So the police show up, find the 12-year-old daughter crying and visibly upset, hanging out on a bar stool. They go to the Red Coconut Club because, I mean, it's the Red Coconut Club. Where else would you
Why
go and dance
you
if you're a
there?
Single mom on the, you know, prowl? She was hammered-ass drunk, and they, you know, arrested her and booked her on child neglect.
How many times do you think she screamed, but I'm on vacation?
She was released on a $2,500 cash bond. Entered a plea of not guilty, though.
Hot dog.
So she's going to be okay.
I put $20 on the bar top, and I thought the bartender was going to watch
and
my child.
The daughter was picked up by her grandpa. It worked out good in the end.
Is this lady like a Floridian native, or is she just like, I was visiting Florida for the week?
Oh, she's a Florida native. And that's what she looks like right there.
Well, that explains it.
She kind of has that, like, yeah, that's the lady that would leave her kid at the bar alone.
She doesn't look like
a 12
year
old.
Dude, she does have that Casey Anthony look about her.
You know, I don't think I want to live in a world where I can't dump my children at 12 years old in a bar and go dancing. You know me. I'm all smoky
McPot,
and I like to boogie.
Not saying my parents were any better, but they at least let us go to the car.
Let's go sleep in the back window of the car like adults.
We're not done with these drinks yet. We got another game of poker going on. Here's a bunch of quarters. Go play the pinball machine.
The other story I saw that I wanted to talk about tonight, though. This year, a 27-year-old Chinese national named Zhang, Z-H-A-N-G, Zhang?
Z-H-E-N-G, Zhang.
Zhang. His last name is
Zhang.
Kequan, K-E-Q-U-N.
K-E-Q-U-N. Kequan. I have no clue. The pronunciation.
Zhang Quinn.
We'll call him Zhang. So this dude,
Zhang,
he got picked up in Kenya.
Uh-oh.
Trying to smuggle 2,238 live queen garden ants into his pants.
Whoa, dude.
Or not into his pants, into China.
Well.
They were in test tubes, in suitcases, in like tissue paper rolls. I was like, dude, what are you going to do with all these ants? That's weird.
Why he wanted...
Because
too many
there's got to be something that happens in
these
like, in
ants
China specifically. Uh-huh.
Are worth $220 to $350 a piece.
Oh,
for what?
They're exotic.
Cooking?
They're exotic, and people have these exotic ant farms.
Probably.
That's like it is insane. They're giant African harvester ants.
Okay.
How big?
I don't know how big they are.
So they cook them.
I like to imagine they're probably...
I think they cook them.
Like, I mean, we say giant, but we're talking... They're probably like that big. Like, maybe as big as
they barbecue them. I just tell you.
But dude, this guy...
Do they have like open wet markets and shit? Like
oh, yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of videos.
When you go to Beijing, like the closer to Tiananmen Square, there's a Chenmen big street. It's a walking street. They have barbecue insets, tables everywhere. All types of things.
Well, this dickhead tasty. Over here has really ruined my Instagram algorithm by showing me
India all day, every
India
day.
India is a hot mess. And I've now made my way to the Indian like food section where these dudes are just like throwing water at cups and like breaking ice with the bottom of the cup and then dumping Sprite in it with a little bit of weird mixes and all this shit.
It's strange.
And I'm going... What the fuck? But then
India.
It's like weird food.
India is a mess.
Food.
We've talked about India several times.
India is a
disaster area.
You've talked about India.
I know, but I'm going to keep talking about it right
now. I'm agreeing
with
him.
So I figured out what's going on. There's this superhero guy named Krish.
Yeah.
That I figured out what is up with Krish.
There's Krish, and then there's the off-brand of Krish, which is Kali.
They're all. No, that's what they're saying. They're saying Kali.
Oh.
That's what they say. I figured it out.
Kadeesh.
So, Kadeesh is...
I swear to God, if he shows up and breaks through that window right now,
he's a superhero. He's like the Indian Punisher.
Ah.
Like, he's kind of an anti-hero, just out there in the streets doing this and doing that. And it got really, really, really popular. So all these dudes are just cosplaying as that guy trying to be the Krish guy. There's like 6 or 8 of these Krish movies.
I love that.
And they're Bollywood movies, so they're apparently decent movies.
Nope, they're not.
Well, they're not half-assed.
I mean, the fact that the dude, when he's flying through the air, has his knees kinked up, and he's just like that, and then... Randomly, he stops and he's just eating food as he's floating.
Make any
I'm
sense.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's
dude?
Delightful.
So, I think what we should do is we should get all of us together with our spouses and go to an Indian restaurant.
Yes, I agree. I love that food.
I do too.
It just makes you guess.
They're opening a brand new one up by work.
I
saw that.
You.
It's going to be so dirty.
You know where the other one was? Over by the mall. I used to deliver to it.
It seems so dirty.
And, I mean, they changed the name multiple times. But, yeah, that one that I delivered to her was real dirty. Yeah. I've never seen cockroaches in Idaho until I went in there.
I don't want to be too dirty.
But if you start down the Indian rabbit hole and you start at Kadeesh.
Yeah,
Kadeesh will start you off with like some interesting stuff, but that will transition you into the muscle men.
Yep,
the muscle men are fun because the muscle men are not muscle men.
No.
They're like 150-pound greased up Indian dudes, and they like have handfuls of dirt and they just throw it on themselves and they try to pick stuff up. It's pretty hilarious.
The weird one I came across where they didn't throw dirt at themselves; they were all greased up, and then they were just bending a bar around this dude, and I was like,
"And it's not even a thick bar.
The
I could bend that
from
bar."
A size 36 waist to like a size like 18,
and then when they stop, they all put their hands together and wiggle their heads, and then they do thumbs up. They're really excited about it.
You really need to go to an Indian restaurant.
No.
But then,
oh, I've been. It's good.
If you get beyond the muscle men, then you get into the flippy boys.
Uh-oh.
And they start doing flips.
Dude, the flippy boys
are insane. They go to these parks and they see these girls and they're just like, oh, what's going on, Dr. Brenda? You're looking pretty good today. You want to watch me do some flips? And they just start doing flips.
Yep.
It's insane.
And there's nothing like watching dudes land directly on their heads and then just go.
They pay no attention. They have zero cares for their life. There are 1.5 billion people in India.
Yeah.
They can lose a few million to flipping.
Right.
So,
and they're willing to do it.
How are they with butter chicken and tikka masala?
From the looks of it, cooked by hand. All hand guns.
I watching the my time. You guys are so much younger than me. So in my time, when I was in high school, I was it's a boarding school, so we live in a school. Then that's the time in early 1980s. No, 1979. Gosh, that's a long time ago. So China start open, all the foreigner movie came in, Indian movie came in. But that back then is all love story. Usually is a poor guy and in love with a rich, beautiful woman.
Of course.
And then the girl's family disagree.
The sad reality, that's a Hallmark movie.
So
now.
Then
well, it makes sense in India, though, because they have the caste system. There's no way that's going to happen. So, it's a fairy tale.
Yeah, my high school was like, my middle school. High school, never mind. High school, very next to is a university, technology university. So one Sunday, they said, oh, yeah, we had this movie. I can't remember the Indian name. So basically the story about this poor boy and then fall in love with a rich girl, story about that. So we went. Then that's outdoor. Do you still have an outdoor movie thing in United States?
There's one.
Yeah,
We still have Parma. Yeah, we have the one that's driving.
Yeah, it's outdoor, and then we got there. We wait. At 9 o'clock, still the disc didn't come in. So finally, next day we had to go to school. We decided probably they're not gonna have it. Let's go back. So we went back. Then one girl said, "Oh, they said by 11 that movie gonna be here." So six of us, and the door was closed. Our school, there's a yard, then they have a door. We climb out, and we went. We climb back. Next day, guess what happening? We were reported, right? Oh. So we have a morning section for sports and things like that. We were on the stage for punishment for everybody to go. Those are the ones who never come in my whole life. I ever had punishment is that one time. And my dad and mom, of course, didn't know.
Was
even
it
they
worth
knew
it?
I was in trouble.
The movie worth the punishment?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Yes.
But the Indians did hurt dirty, too.
Because they have
that's how it works.
They have a dance. Yes, they have that dance.
Oh, yeah.
Then they have all the song, the music. We all know how to sing that one for years.
Nice.
But I forgot now how. Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. These new
la,
movies.
La, 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 la.
Something really think like a trip to an Indian restaurant would be an enriching cultural experience.
You know what? You're bent on this Indian thing, and it just is not going to happen.
I don't know, man. It's
guys can go. I'm
dirty,
not going to go.
Their dirty hands just gross me out. And here, I don't think they'll have dirty hands here in America.
Daniel, the
I don't
street
know, dude.
Food
I've been to some pretty
gross.
Filthy Asian restaurants
that
in this freaking town, dude.
That too.
But you've been to some
pretty filthy
American
white boy
Indian
restaurants too.
That one called Ling and Lui, Chinese and Japanese. Yeah. That's good one.
Yeah, they're clean. They're clean.
They are clean. Food is good.
The fact that here in America we have to put signs on the door or on the fucking mirrors in the bathrooms to say employees need to wash their hands before you come back to work.
Oh yeah,
is fucking gross.
Dude,
everywhere too. To China, they have that sign too.
That is common. Well, okay. I like to think China third world.
I like to think
by
China.
Any means, but
there's a American food restaurant where it's just a bunch of fat white dudes. They're like, hey, you guys want some burgers, American style burgers?
Can you imagine?
And all the Chinese people are like, dude, don't go in that white dude restaurant. It's freaking nasty.
All I want is
all those guys
open,
do is listen to Metallica and drink Mountain Dew.
Hell yeah.
They're gross.
Hell yeah. Listening to watching Stone Cold Steve Austin fucking greatest hits.
Well,
they're doing their wrestling thing again. Leave the white people alone.
It's always wrestling. Could you imagine opening a Heart Attack Grill in the heart of China?
That would be, be so confused.
Well, if you do that, you probably sell because
our sumo boys would love it.
No, the young kids really want to be different, so they are tired of their own culture food.
Yeah.
They would love your burger, definitely. Nice. You will sell, definitely. But in China, the place when you go travel in China and go to Great Wall, right? You want to have perfume with you because no way you can tolerate their bathroom.
Oh, the Great Wall.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
No way. I took my kid, and they were young, like six and five, something like that in 1 year. Then my daughter wouldn't go in. She had to use it in other places. I did have my perfume. I spray when she was in. I keep spraying it. My son,
Vicks Vapor Rub.
The restaurant, they didn't have that seating toilet.
Squat toilet.
Yeah, squat toilet. My son, three, wouldn't do it. I had to get back to my mom during the meal, to my mom's home, get taxi back. And then, it's crazy.
Dude, I couldn't do the
squat. Dear Twain.
I couldn't do the squat one either. I need a buddy to go with me to help me back up.
And then the Twain is the worst. That's a squat. Then you see the...
Oh, just like pooping on the tracks?
Yes. What? You see the track?
I love it so much.
Then you had to do all that. Oh, my son keep crying. I go, honey, you're going to have bladder blowed up and you got to do it. We had to close his eyes and whatever the way to make it happening.
I had
all the experience.
You got to take a shit?
It's a really
enlightening experience. Wow.
It is. And
I love that.
Then
that's fun.
Then another thing.
I'm a shy pooper.
There's no such thing line in China. In here, we have line out. In the bank, we have line in between. We have a space, right? In there, there's no such thing. I told my husband, I go, you can't be too polite in there. You are not going to go anywhere. He didn't listen to me. So we were in Beijing and trying to get back to a hotel. And then the one, taxi come in, someone got in. We've been there. So by fifth one, my husband finally go, oh, I better not to wait any longer. So those girls want to get in and get on. So he's big, right? He just go like this and then go, oh, you get in. So he blocked everybody. That's how we got. So there's no line no matter what, where you go.
Everybody just goes.
It's a fucking free-for-all.
Yes.
Yikes.
It's wild.
Yeah. Like maybe like in New York when you're on the subway.
Dude, give me a...
I love stuff like that, though. Like, different culture, different stuff. The only thing that I've ever experienced like that is the toilets in Mexico, where you're like, don't put any of the toilet paper into the toilet.
Well, same thing in China.
You can't do that. The infrastructure, it will burn the whole country to the ground.
Interesting.
That's true.
And you don't drink the water anymore.
Not only that,
the water's poisonous.
You were just dating your lovely lady when you guys went to... You guys been together for, about a year? 2 years when you went to Mexico?
Yeah, about a year.
Dude, did you have to like hide your?
Oh
soiled...
no, we were in white people Mexico.
Oh, so you were okay to do
yeah,
it.
They were fine there. They were like, please flush your stuff. Don't be weird and put it in a garbage can and stare at it as somebody else. Because
that
know,
is one of those ones where you're in the hotel and you're like, I just met this bitch. I cannot fucking wipe my ass and then throw it in a fucking.
I cannot
bin.
Make this work.
We will break up immediately if she sees the doom.
She'll be very disappointed.
That comes out of me.
Very disappointed. Did you guys see that Kim Jong-un got reelected? Now you're not going to believe this.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full-service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. and you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts.
Our hero.
At 99.93% of the votes. What a popular guy.
99.
Who voted against him?
Where's the 0.07?
Where's the one who didn't?
Right. Where's the 0.7? What kind of renegades
that
were
one probably not going to survive?
No. Those ones are probably not alive right now.
You know what, though? Let's just pretend. Let's just pretend that they honestly let everybody go and vote.
No, there's no will. No voting.
We're just pretending. 1,000,000% we're pretending. Can you imagine these brazen little bastards taking a piece of paper and going, Steve, that's who I'm voting for. Show Kim.
The way we used to joke.
That ain't going to work.
Dude, the way we used to joke, like you do like a write-in if it was something you didn't like, you'd just be like, Kyle.
Yeah, we voted for Kyle a couple times.
Well, then, okay. So, yeah, we do talk about election. We do have election, but when you have illegal everybody you allowed and dead people allowed, then you are laughable too. I mean, you know.
I like to imagine
it's stupid.
Yeah,
you're
laughable too because sounds like we have a democracy, but wasn't real one either. You got all those dirty the list, and then they still refuse to clean up that, and that's why in California, you really think anyone, like now they have two of them, both Republican on top of the pool, right? But then in real election, they're not going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Because the who calculated that.
I like to imagine the person who was going against them to pick them up I dropped all these into a fire pit. Whoopsie.
This is why if in our country we don't realize how serious this condition is, and then they make fun of Save American Act.
Oh, yeah.
And, this is because if you do that, a woman couldn't do it because of their name change and this and that. I go, no, this is a bad excuses, and I really don't know. We just has bad problems.
I thought the whole purpose of getting the star card was so that we could verify who we were.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, suddenly we don't need to do that?
No. Then
like,
now,
I'm confused.
Then now in Senator, they had a wasting our money to discuss about this.
Oh, yeah.
That self, to me, is they are no different with the Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they're not. They are not.
But they are using, we are for democracy. Then they are baloney.
No, they're really excited to yell at the other side and disagree with them, and then the other side yells and disagrees with them. So it's just a back and forth for the entire time, and we're getting nothing done here, guys.
You know, this whole thing about the women who've been divorced and remarried, I know a woman who's been divorced and remarried, and...
Sounds like a hussy.
Ooh.
So...
That dirty, dirty...
So, it's... The star card is harder to get than a passport.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a passport, you're pretty much gold-plated, right? Yeah, yeah.
Should have told that hussy to stop changing her name somewhere easily. Well.
So it's people like me come into this country. We are more worried and serious about the change and the real election, then, and we love this country so much, and then you got other people just hate it.
They
burn your flag, and then just saw nothing. It's just ridiculous. Well, they can go to China. I buy a ticket for them.
They sit out there and protest in the fucking streets about how America is just, we're so oppressive here in America, and they fly their Mexican flags and all this shit, and you go do that down in Mexico and see what fucking happens.
Yeah, right. Try that.
It's
right.
Insane. I've never met somebody who's come from a wildly oppressive, super difficult situation. Venezuela, the boy at work. You, China. Mm-hmm. We had a couple guys at one of my places that I go to.
Russia.
That grew up in Ukraine.
Right, Ukraine.
And they grew up in the heart of communism.
Yes.
Like, it sucked.
Exactly. Sucks.
You won't meet people that are more red, white, and blue. Like, this country's amazing. What is wrong with you people?
Right.
Like, you all need to shut up. Then you don't know what you're trying to vote in.
Then they hate Trump with the passion. Then even the right thing he suggests is bad in their eyes. They're just ridiculous.
They don't
bad.
Hate the, they hate him as a man. They, for some reason, are getting this weird bug in their ear that says, well, Donald Trump's a piece of shit. And you go, no, what the fuck? No, no. You hate this because it's him. Right. If it was anybody else, you would have no problem with it.
Yeah, free high five and pizzas every Friday. Stupid pizza and high fives. I don't even like high fives.
What do you mean, good vibes? What?
Everybody's smiling. This is stupid. I don't like to smile.
But, hey, stop it, Grumpy.
On a more faded version, a less obvious version, people that come here from California realize that the people from Idaho are complacent. Yeah, I said it, because it's always been okay here.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Yes, so, I agree with you.
And
yes.
So, the people that are the most rabid about the way things are the people from, like, Oregon, Washington. I just talked to a woman from Oregon that I was like, whoa, my goodness, I hope she doesn't start shooting, because she's been where these places are and what it's like. And Idahoans are like, oh, it's cool. It's never going to happen here.
Slowly progressing up this way.
Yeah.
Well, that's always my thing, too. So, like, I've noticed, and I don't know, maybe you guys can tell me I'm wrong, but I always found it to be really weird that it's always been, like, the eight-year thing where it's, like, 8 years. It's Democrats 8 years, then Republicans 8 years. Democrats 8 years, then Republicans 8 years. Like, forever. Like, if you look back, it's, like, it's always been this for eight and then vice versa, and then it switches. And I think, like, currently, like, minus the president's previously dying, like, while in office, and then shit changing within the 8 years, like, I think Biden was the first one to only do the 4 years.
No, Trump was the first one.
Oh, okay. Trump was only four years.
There's lots of guys, you're right.
Was the first one, but, like, that's the thing. I always thought it was really weird that it always just goes boom 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 boom. So basically anything that anybody did within their presidency just gets reverted back.
That's relatively new. It used to just be kind of a few things changed, but it was business as usual. They've done this new stupid executive order bullshit where everybody just, well, I got to sign a whole bunch of shit and stop everything that guy did.
Not auto-pilot.
It's insane. We don't have dictators. They got to stop this shit.
If the next one is going to be any, like, if you go off of my, like, switching back and forth thing, if you go off of, so in 2028, it should be a Democrat for at least 4 years, correct? Like, if I'm going off of what my thing is. But who's the Democrat that they're going to put up?
I don't know. Who's the Republican they're going to put up?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could see J.D. Vance going up.
Well, everybody's pushing for Rubio now.
Why?
Because that's the way this shit works. It's insane.
But you see, the thing you have to understand is, regardless of who's in power,
they don't have any power?
With the exception of the Biden years, where things went completely off the rails, things pretty much go along. There's still wars. Oh, President campaigns on no wars, and here we are at a war again.
You can't tell me, though, that if the Democrats get back in, they're not just going to blow the borders wide
open again. Now I'm saying, like, okay, we don't like he does war and this and that, right? But then you had to think about, that's one thing he didn't do the way we wanted him to do, but most thing he did was the right thing for this country's direction for the future.
And I agree.
Close the border.
Oh, yeah.
No more DEI. No more.
But it's just like what he just said. He goes, right. You want to tell me that the Democrats get in power, they're not just going to explode the border open
They will open again. So if you now, the people, oh, gosh, I hate Trump. I vote for him. No war. Look at what he did. War, right? So if that's the case, you want to go another side, then you're going to have open door. You're going to have gang member coming back and drugs going to come back. Uh-huh. Your border going to be open. Then man can go to woman bathroom thing and the sports thing abortion thing. All those things are going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw a thing today that said the state of Idaho passed a thing saying that men who think they're women will no longer be able to go. Like, it'll be a crime if they walk into, like, any public places.
Yeah.
That they can no longer go in. Like, you go into the bathroom that you were assigned at birth.
Well, now there's a law, but back in – I hate to sound like an old person, but back in the day, you would have gotten your ass beat severely for even trying that.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And I don't mean maybe.
Right. Well, that's not, yeah. You get
not,
beat
we're
up.
We're not saying that, hey, you don't feel that way, but also, hey, man, like, there's a lot of fucking weirdos out there, and because of those fucking weirdos, you get to deal with the repercussions of their being weirdos.
Yeah, and I think the biggest issue is 0.00001% of biological normal men like us are intimidated / scared / worried about a transgender man.
Homonormative male.
I don't give a shit
companions?
About a trans a lady that wants to pretend to be a guy. Be a
that's
guy.
Fine,
see
right?
if I care.
Yeah,
you're not going to hold me down and do anything bad to
now,
me. The problem is,
if I walked into a women's bathroom looking like
I'm a pretty lady.
Hey, remember that time we dressed up as our girlfriends for Halloween? And I went, God damn, I'm ugly, but I'm kind of cute at the same time.
I'm a pretty lady.
I'm kind of cute at the same time. Uh-huh. But also, my hips don't lie, and I cannot birth a child, so...
I'm just here to go to the bathroom like a normal lady, like all of us, right, girls?
Don't mind me while I sit while I pee.
So I think the women that want to be men should go in there and stand at the urinal and see how that works out.
It would be kind of funny to watch a lady hike one leg up and just go, boof!
And you know what? If I was standing there and some little sad-bearded trans man walked in there and did a hiked leg piss next to me, I would look over and I'd go, well done.
Right, so that's why that wasn't usual. No transgender woman wanna be man. That was no issue.
Oh yeah.
Basically, number one, they didn't even wanna go into your bathroom
no.
at all. It's just I don't know. It's a lot
it's,
issues.
It's
but.
Mental illness that's been it's been a contagious thing. Mental. You
yep.
know, it's
yep.
contagious.
Right.
Yeah. Contagion.
Right.
It's a social contagion that for some reason we are backing. And if you'll notice, too, there's a certain socio-economical level that if you're above it, the odds of your children being part of a weird minority sexual group is through the roof.
Yes.
Indeed. And we know of, we don't know them personally, but they're the daughter that's the daughter of somebody we know. And oddly enough, they have both a gay son and a transgendered son.
They did it.
Oddly
Yay.
Enough. So, you know, in a, it's an interesting thing I read, which is pretty much true. It said if you think you're the wrong gender and you're over 18, you have a mental illness.
What I think...
Yeah, I said that. And if you're under 18 and you think you're the other gender, your mother has a mental illness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting because little kids don't give a shit what you look like, as you know, other little kids when they're playing. You can be black, white, Asian, Korean, whatever. And they don't care. They're little kids. They're going to play with whoever they play with.
Yeah.
And there's one thing that little boys and little girls know wholeheartedly without any doubt, and that's whether they're boys or girls.
That's right.
I mean, that is like a hard line, like one of the first things that you figure out that fast.
Yes.
For some reason, though, it's okay as a parent. There's no difference than looking at your kid and be like, oh, you can be any gender you want to be. You can be anything you want to be. You're magic. And me looking at a kid and going, Hitler was the best.
Oh, shit.
I agree.
There's no difference.
Mm-hmm. It's
like that is the same ideology. Like you're taking somebody and you're fracturing the way their brain works and sending them down a path of just complete stupidity.
Well, but I would say that saying Hitler is the best is one thing, but I think messing with a kid's sexuality at that age, child abuse.
I'm just saying though, like it's the same level.
Is.
It's the same level of evil.
No, it's a worse
like
level
fucking
of
with
evil.
People.
It's a
like
worse
that.
Level.
It's,
of
it's
evil.
Messed
I,
up.
It's.
Then that kid's whole life gonna be ruined.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, were there trannies back in the '80s and nineties that we knew about? Yeah, but we didn't hear about it on every fucking news station.
It wasn't in every movie and every TV show and every freaking article you read anywhere ever.
But here's the thing: it's like you know, you get those people that like grew up with, like, certain people, like say, like Abby's family. We knew her little brother was gay.
Yeah.
Like she goes, I knew he was gay when I was young. Like you could tell. But he doesn't like if you were to see him like walking down the street, you go, that guy's not gay at all. But
No, you would.
Actually, yeah, he is kind of. But you can, you have a conversation with him and you go, oh shit, and no, and I go, goddamn, no wonder Katie loved him so much, because she was just like, oh my god, I just love
that. Well, your sister's just as bad as most of these people.
Yeah,
though.
She's a problem.
She. Case in point, would you like to meet her oldest? Mm-hmm. You know, and I hate to sound like a dick, but you want to be a good person by being so open-minded. All you do is fuck other people's lives up.
But
you
know? Katie doesn't look like a lunatic.
No.
True. But they have
looks
like,
are deceiving.
It's that thing where it's
well,
like...
Well, I didn't say she wasn't one.
You get those things where it's like, hey, man, you don't encourage children of, you know, because, hey, you can't go get a tattoo without parents' consent until you're 18 years
old.
Or
an ID.
Or, yeah, but yeah. you can sure as shit go chop your dick off at 12. Well, yeah. That makes zero sense.
I don't know about y'all, but well, I'm the exact same person at 12 as I am today at 43.
What was the new thing I just saw? I think it was Virginia, where they passed the law, or they were talking about passing the law. I think I saw it this morning, and it might be all bullshit still, where you cannot own a gun unless you're the age of 21 or accompanied by an adult if you're under the age of 21. So, like, if you're the age of 18.
But the adult's 18. Yeah, I saw that.
Where so
it's
so
the dumbest shit you've ever seen.
You can't own a gun unless you're the
age of 20.
California
too, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
But so you California in order to get a gun before the age of 21, you need to be accompanied by an adult. An adult is stated in law that they are 18.
So two 18-year-olds equal a gun. A 19-year-old by themselves or a 20-year-old by themselves
equals no gun. Make it make sense. So you have to be 21 years old to go buy a gun or a pack of...
Virginia new nuts lady, so... So that,
one tripped me out. That one made my brain...
Everybody's stupid.
And interesting, like, I talked to one of my trainer. It's a girl who said, oh, yeah, woman had to be in the leadership, everything going to be fine. I go, no, doesn't matter, man and woman. If evil, they all do wrong thing. So it's not about man and woman. It's about good and bad and evil. So if you are a woman, an evil woman, you're going to lead an evil way. So it's not about that.
Crappy people are crappy people. Doesn't matter creed, color, religion, belief, sex, whatever.
Then I asked
either good
her,
or bad.
We got a debate. I go, okay, tell me how many women in the United States are governor and mayor? What did they do for their state? And their city.
Funny story. I have an idea.
Right? So, yeah. Then she go, I go, don't go use by man and woman. It's just use a good person or not good person. And their goal is great for people, or they are doing evil thing for themselves.
You know what?
For their agenda.
If Kamala Harris in this last election was smart and well-spoken, and kicked ass, and took names.
Oh, I vote for her.
And had some legit points and some legit ideas. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, look at her. She's got it going on. I did not vote for her because she was a woman.
No.
I didn't vote for her because she's as dumb as an upturned bucket.
About as dumb as AOC is talking about fucking January 6th.
She got nothing.
AOC at least to know what she's saying, why she fight, what does she fight for. But she just
more
solid.
AOC kind of strikes me as about the same as Jasmine Crockett, who sits there and goes, just angry. It's a Democrat primary, but it was the Republicans' fault.
They cheated.
Right.
They cheated.
I love it.
I just love it. They've all completely forgotten
that
you're not allowed to question the results of an election because that's, you know, racist and denying our democracy and everything else that it is.
Right.
But now, all of a sudden, boy, they keep saying, I heard one of them say the other day that Donald Trump stole the election.
Yeah,
I'm going,
today.
Hot?
It's today. Today, then they debate.
The problem is
it's
you got them bitches, the fucking hens on The View who just go,
And they're however,
just, oh.
However.
Dan's going to come in and say he did steal the election.
If you look up how many people voted in the 2012 election, presidential election, how many people voted in the 2016 election?
Mm-hmm.
How many people voted in the 2020
election? Just because it looks like an absolute lunatic statistical anomaly doesn't mean it wasn't real.
But then you look at the 2024 election, and what do you know? Somehow people came out of the woodwork everywhere, and I don't know. Who would have thought that?
Come on, man. Let's talk about the George Bush Al Gore presidency run. Come on.
Yes, the
Captain Save the Fucking Planet should have won.
I think since they allow private sector and corporation donate so much money, and then everything just changed. Then they go, oh, Trump is a dictator. He shouldn't start war without Congress he had a like Congress to know. How many of them truly working for American people?
None.
How many of them not bought by any other country? How can you really trust any of those people anymore?
I wonder how many of those people would have ran and said something.
Right.
Uh-huh. And yeah. I'm sorry, but if there was ever a definition like cookie cutter treason, there it is.
Right. So remember what's his name? The one in 2020, he said to China, oh, if Donald Trump are going to hate you, I'm going to let you know before. I mean, of those people in our Congress and senator.
Here's the thing. Isn't your job as a senator?
The black general. The general.
Oh, Colin Powell?
No. That's a year who... later on, he was he was for Biden's.
I can see his face, but I can't think of his name.
So he's the one basically said that, and then you sit there and you go, "Wow, you know what are happening? You guys keep doing this way, and then they are not there working for American people."
Well, I mean, you want to say the same thing? It's what was it? Was it the State of the Union or whatever Trump just did a couple weeks ago?
Yeah,
where you go, if you're here for America and you want to be part of the American values here, stand up and clap with me right now.
Nobody.
And you watch the entire fucking one side of the room just sit in silence. And you go, that's a bad look, dude. You guys should have just stood up and said, we're all about the American people.
I told these guys, if all they had to do was stand up and clap and people would go, oh, wait, what's happening? They have common sense
again?
They
actually make sense?
Oh, neat.
So I don't think in next or election or next election, United States going to be really going back old way. Two-party always had to do right thing for American people. Probably take longer until you get all the rhinos out.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get normal
party,
Democrat people, no longer the ultra-left.
Oh, yeah.
Then we might. So what we need to what they need to do is a Democrat need someone as a smart, as a outspoken, and as for American first. And they need a one. Trump wasn't Republican, right? But Trump took over.
Yeah.
So they need someone like Trump type of person to take over. Then our country going to be agree with each other.
We need somebody that makes, just like sense. You said, makes sense.
Yeah.
And somebody that can look at people and go, yeah, that's dumb.
Right.
We're not doing that.
So I think they have one. The guy who's on CNN all the time with a woman, he pisses them all off all the time. Scott Jennings.
Oh, Scott Jennings?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
dude.
Yes.
He is the ball bearer who goes in and sits in a room full of fucking Democrats and goes, no, you're wrong. You're dumb. Stop. Yeah. Why would you do that?
I'm surprised they haven't gotten rid of him or he ended
up dead.
I'm
surprised,
or something.
Well, because I don't think he's in the politics side. Like, he's in the speaking about politics, but he's not political laced.
Yeah, he has no.
So
he doesn't have a seat.
That's CNN's way of going, well, we have opposing opinions here.
And
but
now,
people rip into him hard, and then he rips back.
Yeah.
And then you have the host. I can't remember what her name is, but the host is always like against him and pushing on him. And he's like, whoa, give me a minute and let me explain.
So I really think they had to have someone like that with an American first opinion. They can use any other name they want to. So they say basically because of Trump tax change, if people who retire before 2028, each year your retirement going to be $10,000 more. So if 2028, if Democrat going to win, they changing that, then you're going to make it like $10,000 less. So American, do they know? I don't know. But the left, sometimes they rather to be poor than to be right thing. So nothing you can do about it. Well, they always thought that they are better, they are kinder, they are nicer than conservative, but I don't know. They didn't realize. So in their mind, you had to be kind to those illegal immigrants. I go, how about you're so kind, take five of them to your home. Then they don't do it, right?
Well, where was the, what was the old saying they had? They had that thing where someone comes out and they go, so you guys realize that, like, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican,
right,
who ended slavery.
Right. I thought
you guys do know that the Civil War was won by the Republicans because they were against slavery, right?
Right.
But then, but yet,
did you know that Martin Luther King was a Republican? Because he knew what the Democrats were about. Uh-huh. Democrats have always been about racism. Uh-huh. It's just a different sort of racism,
right,
now.
Yes.
Hey, this land wasn't stolen or anything.
And then it's a really sit there and you go, if you kind to evil, then that's not kind anymore. Mm-hmm. It's pathetic.
It's all just a fucking game, and it sucks. Do you want to talk to LA?
We should talk about LA. Do that. We're gonna
You get to be here for an LA email. Have you?
This is a Son of Hood classic.
See, a pimp's love. It's very different from that of a square.
Yeah, boy.
Let's get it on, baby.
Damn, baby, you got a bright future behind you.
All right. Shit, dog. Damn. What's up, pimps? How come I get the feeling Cheeto Man don't give a fuck about the 2028 presidential election the way he's going about doing things in this war, in Israel, and immigration? Bullshit. And this eye shit, I bet you the Democrats going to use that as ammo. I don't think J.D. Vance has a chance, man, because Donald Trump don't care. He has a bunch of yes men in his corner. What's your opinions on that, bros?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a lot of people doing that now. When you look, I saw one said, I vote for him. Now he's doing this shit. I'm not going to believe him anymore. So many of those voices. And what I think, well, then, yeah, war we don't want. And then you had to ask why. Why had to have a war? Is this war right or wrong? Or should we have or not? You are not get the security. I mean, our country, they don't brace you. We don't know what's background. Is Iran truly that bad too? Yeah. How many years? 40-some years. Two countries say done with America. Mm-hmm. North Korea, Iran. China, they quietly, they don't say it. So they are politely. But they are quietly
they
to
go. They said quiet notes. Just like,
so quietly, they say, basically, quietly, they want to suppress you too. So what they wanted to do with the Iran, with the China, you know, China's oil coming from Iran. Then what China give to Iran? Military stuff. Of course, all the military stuff, where China got it, all from our country, right? Many of the, we thought we can make them change. So all the military information for years wasn't really kept a secret to China. Plus, they have a lot of spy. Some are even American spy. I mean, they are American. They are white. They are Caucasian. They went to China, brought the best airplane information, trained everybody how to fly their airplane. So that information, so they got money, and they give a high tech and a military to support Iran. Iran give China mineral and oil and gas. And then they give, actually, they said only how much percentage they sell to China, but they secretly sell much more percentage to China. That's why China doesn't have to listen to Trump or anybody else. And then they are team up with Iran, team up with India team up with Russia and South Africa, all those countries. Do you know how much GPD, all those countries, they put it together last many years when Biden was a close eyes, when they know why after first term they agree with the Trump, we do this, they didn't. They slowed. They know your country. Whenever I say your country, it's when I'm mad for your country. I'm going to say that's your country. That's when I'm so mad when they are not open eyes and American people didn't analyze and doing some numbers and doing things. Or open eyes, don't you only found out, oh, my guess, $1 more. I'm mad of this whole situation. No, this is more than that. You got to study deeply enough. So those countries together, GPT and trade, is 50% is world GPT trading. 50% they are controlling. And then your money going to go down, not when your money to go down, when they overly in charge of everything down the line, you really think now you don't have freedom. You will see where your freedom going to be. So now the left, those people so mad and yelling, screaming, some of those they call they are independent, they are yelling, and they have woke right, the conservative yelling and screaming. But you do things. You had to do some numbers, and then you had to have bigger vision why this is happening. If you don't do that at all, let's see this war. I don't agree with the war. But if you don't do anything about it, you're going to be weaker and weaker because you see your friends of NATO in European. They are not your friends either.
Didn't they kick us out of NATO as well?
They don't.
No, they don't. They can't afford to kick us out
of
NATO.
Well, they talk
no,
about
we need to get out.
We should be so lucky that they kick us out.
No, we need to get out.
They talk shit about us, and then they were like, oh, wait, no, so, wait, you pay majority of the NATO
then, of course,
bill.
The voice is saying, oh, that's the reason, because Trump hammered them so long, that's why they isolated the United
started
States.
Started making people
that's
pay for their fucking fair share in NATO?
Right. So, exactly. So, basically, if you use that, oh, that's horrible. So what's your choice? Go back to the old days, like what Biden open border again, all that nonsense. So this war, if no matter which way to stop, in my opinion, even now we stop, we could still be a winner because number one, we have our people to realize NATO, European country, they are not going to help us. They actually, we put all the military there, withdraw all that, come back, withdraw from Japan, withdraw from South Korea. We come in, we have energy. We can just take care of ourselves. If every politician on the same boat to do these things instead of their own power, we still survive very well. But this is the thing. This is where this voice want to have American people confused. Then which way to go? Then no more JD. Look at what they did. Forget about it. You have nobody. You have no one. So to me, the war wasn't right thing. But if you don't do it, then you will be to the dead American much closer and faster.
If you don't do the war, you're going to look like a fucking bitch.
When they see, this is what happened. China last 30 years, United States and Western countries support them, make them become so big. So we were hijacked, our country hijacked by money people and then global deep state people. So by the time we wake up, they are so strong already. Do you want to wait until Iran truly have everything under support by China and Russia? So we push them in the same group. So the three tough guys and fight one of you. And then we want not to do anything, rebalance everything, hate Putin with passion and all that stuff. So I have no clue. But I see how... why things are happening is what happening. So can Trump name to be legend if he can succeed, if he can to put the gas down before November midterm, then maybe. But if Americans so shallow, so narrow mind, so only see now, then he probably fail. If he fail, good luck.
Well, I mean, it's not
what
like,
your economic.
It's not like
be.
Trump can win in the next election anyway, because he can't even be a part of the.
No,
next
no,
election.
But he's so. He's MAGA, so-called MAGA, mm-hmm. so-called American First. So
which,
American First doesn't mean you. What American yeah. First? You had to do things to make sure American First survive. You have so many places, like all the port. Controlled, run by China, the rental, right? So all those ports, how can you be first? Then you don't even have a way to get your staff go in and out.
Does that also seem weird to anybody else that you have all these people on the left side that were screaming the fucking MAGA? Fuck you, MAGA, fuck you. And you go, you know you're saying fuck make America
great again. But of course, like, they say, oh, they say, that's not make America. Then you cost $1 billion in this war, blah, blah, blah.
But everybody's
invited. So then their voice is saying, this is horrible. You're wasting $1 billion for this. But how long going to take Iran be strong as now after all this? More than 10 years or 15 years, then American, if you're smart enough to see, then you use this time to build yourself internally. But if you give this up to those opposite party, then they're going to really give more money, cash to Iran again. Let them rebuild faster. You want it that way or you want it this way? Basically, to me, took me a while to figure this whole thing out, which way should be the way. Mm-hmm. Now I feel I can have other choice but support.
So I'd like to say something here, too, to L.A. L.A., my view of war is pretty much the same as Edwin Starr's was in 1970. However... This is a much deeper thing than just war is no good. There's geopolitical things that are going on that that I don't think we can even begin to realize yet.
Any of us will know about.
Well, I think we may know about it eventually.
In
but,
the future, but not
but,
right now.
This is a big thing, and I think that this goes beyond what we're seeing right in front of our face. And I think as much as I don't like war and as much as I am suspicious of anybody who starts wars, I think that there's more to this than it looks like.
Mm-hmm. There always is.
Oh, well, not always.
All right, let's go with a little bit more lighthearted question from him real quick, and then we can call it a fucking night because we're an hour and 20 minutes in, so... All right. How often do you forget where you parked your car?
Never.
When you go to the Walmart or the Costco, God forbid, a Lakers game or a Dodgers game or Magic Mountain. I'll say 3 out of 5 when I go to Costco or Walmart. I can't find my goddamn car. Pisses me off. Often. Does it happen to you guys? No.
I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
No.
Yes.
No!
Many times.
I know exactly where
one
my
time
car
I
always.
Was even so my husband called my husband, I can't find my car. How I do this? And he goes, line by line. I go, I'm so tired. I line by line. I could find. Yeah, many times. I think I so then to the point I finally realized I better remember the sign. Off this
just stay in the parking lot until all the cars leave, and you go, "Oh shit, there it is."
She's been standing here all day, boys. Just
you know,
wait.
I hate that because at my age, I look like a befuddled old man wandering the parking lot, can't find my car. It's like all I need is some 22-year-old trying to. Can I help you, Grandpa? It's like, oh, jeez.
Dan's just walking the street. A Cub Scout comes up and tries to walk him across the crosswalk.
However, if you were fortunate enough to have an iPhone, and you have maps open, it will tell you where your car is.
Oh, yes, that's true.
It tells you when you park it, where it's at.
Yes.
Or, especially if I park. One time I had to park my car and went to China, came back. I really completely didn't remember. That was a horrible.
That's understandable, though.
That was in airport and a big supermarket, like. But in here, I haven't lost my car yet.
Oh, okay.
Because the store in front is smaller.
I feel like it's different, like, here, because it's a smaller area. Right. But, like, you roll up to, like, the Mall of America, and you're like,
oh, yeah,
I'm going to park my car right here. What section am I in again?
So when you go to South Coast Plaza, they have many places, and then you had to remember which one you parked in, because it's surrounding whole bunch.
But for everyday things like the grocery store, if you park in the same general area, you don't look too stupid when you can't find it, because it'll turn up soon.
Hey, man, not a bad thing, but my way of describing L.A. is scatterbrained. And so I can see you losing your car somewhere, dude.
But the one in your village, you could lose, too.
That's true.
That area, you had to remember. As well, I mean,
I can see it, but also you just look for landmarks, guys. I'll be like, that weird rock that's got an eagle, seagull next to it.
Well, but you know how I didn't remember the landmark because I was on the phone with someone. Then you park a car, you want to go in, then you got in, you go, darn, I didn't remember.
My problem is I always get turned around and confused when I'm inside of a building, and then you come out like,
out
a door you didn't go in, you go, fuck, where am I?
Oh, the mall. I went to the Apple store for something.
That mall.
It's like if you go in and you get...
If you go in by the food court, then you come out by the Dillard's. Damn, not a good call, dude.
It's just a bad thing.
It's a long walk.
Yeah, because you...
So then you go back in the mall and you go get some fucking churros.
I had to get my map thing to figure out how to get out of the mall.
Actually, dude, you get Wetzel's Pretzels in like four different spots in that mall. It's fucking nuts.
And yeah, that's...
It's all owned by a lady that played
on Survivor. That's why now I pay more attention, which... Ooh. If I go in, is which store, and then I remember what store, and then I...
Well,
go to that mall.
Taking pictures helps, too.
Now, is the mall back alive, guys? I just got to know.
A little bit. I went 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. Still not really, but some.
Like, dude, there was a moment in time where that place, dude, if they would just put a fucking movie theater in one of those big empty spots.
Yes.
You go, dude, throw a screen up and you have fucking four screens and you go, this is what we're showing.
Guess what? Sports club.
Or a sports club. Yes.
Yeah, like a ping pong table, things like that with a little food. Yes.
Yes, or something kind of how...
Let's do it.
What is it? Big Al's has that big ass fucking
let's
TV.
Let's raise money and
call
do
it a
one.
Sports
right.
Shit.
And then you have like, you can have... ping pong table in there, pool table in there, and with a little bit of drink.
Yeah.
Time for another game of ping pong.
Ooh. Yeah. That will be pool.
Dude.
Right?
That's all I'm saying. They have these gigantic buildings and these dying malls, and it's like, dude, give the people what they want, dude.
Went to Village, I think.
Everybody's trying to do the fucking Village thing, which I go, dude, it's an outlet mall. We already had one that they're going to demolish now because it was too far out of town. And now you guys are just like, no, we're all about the outside life. And you go, no, when it's cold, no one's coming here.
We're starting to lose our vice president, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Who do we offend this week,
anyway?
You, for one. But aside from that, we offended... the British Army.
Guns and bones.
Fingers.
California. Muslims. Non-binaries. College professors. Gavin Newsom. Pet people? Lottery winners. British thought crime police. The Oscars people. Australians.
Nice.
Gay pride parades.
Great.
Public schools. Emo listeners. Amanda Laurel Thorpe, Zhang unpronounceable, squat
Zhang Shi, dude.
Oh, okay,
Zhang Shi.
Squat toilets in China. New York subways. I don't even remember that, but I wrote it down.
Yeah, we did.
Let's see. We've been going for a hot minute, dude.
Kim Jong-un, people who oppose the SAVE Act, and we didn't hit that nearly hard enough. Transgendered persons, Katie, Virginia gun laws, Kamala Harris, Al Gore, Democrats, and Joe, I can't remember who I am, Biden.
What, emotional damage.
Well, everybody, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you being here. Dr. Brenda, thanks for coming and hanging out
with
us again.
Yes, thank you again for coming.
Go ahead and send us an email at timeforanotherpodcast@gmail.com. Look us up on our website, timeforanother.com. Give us a like, rate, and review. 5 stars would help. And be good, everybody.
That's the bottom line. Because
we're going to have to try and get Dr. Brenda back.
Yes.
We will.
We have a lot of things to talk about. Xi Jinping. We need to offend him, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well,
cowabunga, gang.
You know Trump canceled and postponed the meeting?
I know.
Predicted that.
I think he's messing with him. All right. Well,
okay.
See ya.
We'll see ya. Bye bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.